In a world obsessed with growth, innovation, and expansion, one crucial business advantage remains surprisingly overlooked: strategic cost management. When Google boosted earnings by 19% during economic downturn, not through revolutionary products, but by eliminating bottled water, adjusting cafeteria hours, and slashing capital expenditures, they demonstrated how thoughtful cost reduction can transform business performance even in challenging times. What if sustainable success isn't found in flashy marketing or disruptive innovations, but in the disciplined elimination of unnecessary expenses? What if your most powerful competitive tool isn't what you add to your business, but what you strategically remove? Cost management isn't about penny pinching or compromising quality. It's about creating a lean, resilient organization that can weather economic storms while maintaining competitive advantage. Companies that master this discipline don't just survive downturns, they emerge stronger, often seizing opportunities their bloated competitors miss. This approach requires shifting from reactive crisis management to proactive, continuous improvement that becomes part of your organizational DNA. Most businesses treat cost-cutting as emergency medicine, applying it only during crises. This reactive approach leads to mistakes, as demonstrated by RBS's $9 billion overpayment for ABN AMRO before the 2008 financial crisis. Many equate cost management with downsizing, but evidence shows this is ineffective. Post 9/11, Southwest Airlines kept its workforce and achieved 90% share price recovery within 4 years, while United Airlines cut 20% of staff but recovered only 11%. Downsizing creates hidden costs through turnover, reduced productivity, and lost knowledge. Cost behavior falls into three categories. Fixed costs remain constant regardless of activity, variable costs change with output, and semi-variable costs combine both elements. When mapped, fixed costs form a horizontal line with variable costs stacking above, revealing the break-even point where revenue meets total costs. The experience curve demonstrates that doubling cumulative production reduces unit costs through improved efficiency, better supplier rates, and resolved production challenges. Capital expenditure typically represents over half of business spending, yet financial statements only reflect past decisions, masking potentially rising cash costs. Premises often constitute the largest capital expense, with location heavily influencing costs. Vodafone demonstrated this by maintaining its headquarters in Newbury for 20 years at one-third of London rates, only relocating to Paddington after London prices fell 30%. Companies can optimize space creatively. Atrium LTD converted to open-plan offices and leased excess space to suppliers, while adding a rentable mezzanine floor to their warehouse, improving operating profits by 12%. Hot desking can reduce space requirements by up to 30%, as proven by organizations like Procter & Gamble, which saved $20 million annually. Steve Jobs' decision to discontinue the Newton PDA, despite its $350 million development, illustrates the sunk cost principle. Past expenses shouldn't influence future decisions about outsourcing or equipment replacement. Unlike fixed assets, working capital requires constant vigilance to prevent inventory buildup and payment term creep. The working capital cycle flows from cash to materials to finished goods to customer payments and back to cash. Success depends on minimizing capital tied up in this cycle or increasing its velocity. Collecting customer payments just 1 week earlier can significantly impact cash flow. For a company with $1 million in sales, this could free up $60,000 in working capital. The key is consistent follow-up. Immediate payment reminders after due dates, followed by phone calls within 5 days until payment arrives. While maximizing supplier payment terms seems advantageous, being labeled a bad payer can damage relationships and increase costs through delayed shipments. Sometimes early payment makes sense, especially with supplier discounts. A 2% discount for paying in 7 versus 40 days yields a 22.5% annual return, potentially exceeding your business returns. Consider consignment arrangements where suppliers maintain materials until needed. The BASF Coatings and Rome partnership exemplifies this approach, generating $500,000 in annual savings through better forecasting and reduced stock issues. Maximizing margins requires focusing on staff motivation, product portfolio optimization, effective purchasing, market targeting, and waste elimination. Atrium, a London lighting company, doubled profits by switching from sales-based to profit-based incentives, making salespeople more attentive to pricing and costs. Herzberg's research shows satisfaction comes from 5 key elements: achievement, recognition, responsibility, advancement, and interesting work. Managers can motivate through non-monetary means. Companies like 3M, HP, and Google allow employees to use company time for personal projects, leading to innovations like Post-it notes. Product elimination can improve profitability, as Unilever showed by reducing its brand portfolio from 1,600 to 400 brands over 4 years. Before cutting products, verify cost allocations. Any product contributing to fixed costs increases overall profits. Discounting significantly impacts profitability. A 20% discount requires 67% more sales volume for the same gross profit. Focus on defending prices by emphasizing value over competitors. Cost-cutting is an ongoing process requiring organization-wide engagement, not just a crisis response. While budgets serve as the primary management tool, they need regular review and rolling updates to stay relevant. As Keynes said, "When the facts change, I change my mind." Environmental sustainability provides an effective framework for cost reduction that employees support. Companies like 3M, DuPont, IBM, and Toyota have saved billions through green initiatives while boosting brand value. With 92% of college students preferring environmentally responsible employers, sustainability offers both cost savings and recruitment benefits. Breaking large cost-cutting goals into smaller tasks reduces resistance. One entrepreneur created cross-functional smart circles among 20 employees to improve efficiency, doubling profits in year one and reaching a $10 million valuation within 5 years. Organizational changes follow predictable stages: shock, disbelief, depression, acceptance of reality, testing, rationalization, and acceptance. This explains why cost-cutting initiatives often see performance dip before improving. Setting realistic timelines helps maintain momentum as teams adapt to new processes. In business, as in nature, survival favors the most adaptable. Strategic cost management creates this adaptability, enabling organizations to respond quickly to changing conditions while maintaining their competitive edge. Smart companies make cost management an ongoing discipline. Cisco Systems exemplifies this by using telepresence video conferencing to reduce annual travel costs by $290 million, over 50%. By making cost consciousness permanent rather than crisis-driven, they maintain competitiveness while uncovering new opportunities. Resources often become misallocated over time. Pareto's 80-20 rule reveals these inefficiencies, such as salespeople spending most of their time on low-yield accounts. Implementing call grading systems based on potential rather than activity helps prioritize high-value prospects without adding staff. Cost consciousness isn't about deprivation, it's about intention. It means investing resources for maximum impact while eliminating waste. Every pound saved flows directly to profit, while new revenue must overcome associated costs. The most resilient businesses make frugality part of their identity. They question every expense and continuously seek better ways to deliver value, creating not just leaner operations, but stronger, more sustainable businesses that thrive in any economic climate.